Good morning, everybody. Happy, what is this, Thursday, the 5th of July. Welcome to Community Voice. This is Lori Wilson. Hope you had a really wonderful 4th of July. We sure did. We have in our beautiful broadcast bungalow, Maggie Hines, who promised us last December. Maggie, good morning, by the way. Carrollton High School graduate, and you promised us last December that you'd come by this summer and tell us about your very first year at UGA. So catch us up. Tell everybody what you were here to talk about back in December.
Back in December, I came and talked about just kind of how my first semester went and how, you know, moving off to UGA was different than staying home and going to West Georgia, and how Redcoats was super different and super large.
What's Redcoats? What does that
mean? That's the marching band at UGA.
You were at the Rose Bowl.
Yes, I was at the Rose Bowl.
Was that amazing?
That was spectacular. It was, I don't know, it was just something that I never thought I'd be able to experience, and it was really cool.
Okay, tell us about that.
Well,
because most of us haven't ever been in the Rose Bowl.
Well, you have. This is actually my second time going to California for the Rose Bowl. I didn't actually go to the game the first time, but my sister was in the parade, and then that's cool. I got to march in the parade this time, which was really cool. And
did you ever trip?
In the parade?
Yeah, I would.
No, but I thought I was going to die.
I wonder these things. Okay, and then, so you did the Rose Bowl. What's your major at UGA now?
Music education.
Okay, music education. And so how many instruments do you have to learn?
Well, I have one main instrument, and that's trumpet. And I have to go through different methods. So I have to learn how to play different instruments, but I don't have to necessarily be good at them. I just kind of have to know the basics of them.
So what are the ones that you're, do you have to have a certain number that you are, maybe not proficient,
so.
But, oh, okay. So I piano?
I do have to take piano and be proficient in piano, but there's different methods. There's woodwind methods and brass methods. So I wouldn't take brass methods because my trumpet is a brass instrument and it's my main one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd probably take string, and I think I'm taking voice this coming semester.
So do you see yourself as a band director?
No.
Someday?
I see myself as an elementary school teacher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Why you got this kind of, oh God, no, look on your face.
Because I used to think I wanted to be a band director, and then it just hit me that I was like, no, I do not want to do that. That just seems like
too many moving parts.
Yes, and it just doesn't seem like it fits me.
Okay.
I feel like elementary was totally my area.
So what? So you're finished with your freshman year. A lot of students don't know exactly what they want to do by the end of the first year, but you went into UGA knowing what you wanted to do, I think.
For the most part.
Yeah.
I've questioned it this year.
Have you?
I have.
Okay, what were some other options that you've been mulling?
Well, I was thinking about being just, I don't want to say regular, but like a science elementary school teacher or a history elementary school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I've started like sort of realizing this semester that I might want to pursue something with animals, but I'm not positive on it. And so.
Do something with animals. You're going to. Like a veterinarian or something like that?
Well, when I was little, that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And like from the moment I can remember anything until seventh grade or so, I wanted to be a vet.
Mm-hmm.
And then eighth grade is when I was like, I really want to do music. And then I got to college and I was like, maybe I do want to do animals.
Did you ever see The Adventures of Dr. Dolittle?
I don't think I saw all of it.
Yeah, because it's not that great of a movie, but I was thinking about you could be like Dr. Dolittle in that you could be a vet who breaks into song every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. My mom used to tell me that. She used to say, why don't you just sing to the animals?
That's right.
Don't cut them open. Just sing to them.
And I hear that women are actually starting to, I won't say dominate, but there's a lot of women that go into veterinarian.
Yeah, it's becoming a female dominated kind of thing.
Female dominance. Yeah, we have a niece. She's I think maybe 10 now, and I she wants to be a vet, and she's going to be a vet. I know she will. Okay, so let's talk about what other classes you're taking. I would like to see if you could put us into your classroom as your classrooms as much as possible.
Okay.
Because one of the things that we talk about on this show is our concern about the universities getting way too political, if it's possible. I guess they've always been political, especially in the humanities. So tell us what you've seen in that regard in your classes, if anything.
Well, we did have, like, I guess university-wide elections a month ago. And you could really tell that there's a big, I guess you would say, bias towards one side over the other. And
talk about the one side and the other.
I mean, it wasn't really, like, I guess it could technically be left versus right. And you could tell that a lot of people are rude towards the right. But in regard to that, the university, some people that were representing the university right side were also kind of rude back. So I can't really defend them if they're also going to be rude about their elections.
When you say rude, give us an example.
We just had some.
So you're talking about student government elections?
Yes, okay. Student government elections. And we just had some tensions in regard to people that were in the band that were in opposing sides.
Oh.
We had someone in our band that was actually on in the party of the right side, and some people were bashing her for it, but she was being rude back. So,
well, okay, what kind of, when you say bash, I mean, because we've seen in the, I don't know if you're in college and you're, you know, you're probably not a political animal, I would imagine, but, you know, we've seen some real incivility in our culture, and a lot of it's on college campuses. And so when you say rude, tell me what, so you're saying that you have a friend who leans to the right politically, and the other people in band were, what, calling her names or what?
In a sense, they were sort of calling her names. Mm-hmm. They were just, I feel like we no longer handle things with conversation. Everything's just handled with sarcasm. And
so they were just like taking their shots at her?
Yeah, pretty much.
Does that make you want to just hush up and not talk about any of this stuff when you're
sort
on campus?
Yeah. I've told people before that I feel like I can't post things or people are just going to assume I'm the worst person ever because of my political beliefs.
Yeah. So you are probably a more of a right wing thinker.
I'm leaning. I'm not all the way over there.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So you're open to conversation.
Yeah, I'm open to anything.
How about your professor? You know what? I'm going to save that question for over the break. Let's take our first break, and then we'll talk about your classes. We'll talk about the long football season that you had last year, right?
Right.
And then, some more about the campus culture that you find at UGA.
Okay.
And until then, we'll be hearing from Tanner Health System, and we'll be back in 60 seconds, everybody, with Maggie Hines. So stick around.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama, because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
And we're back. Hey, everybody. This is Lori Wilson. Hey, it's still me. Second segment of Community Voice. Beautiful day after 4th of July. I think that makes it the 5th, if I'm counting my fingers correctly. And we have in the broadcast bungalow, we have Maggie Hines, Carrollton High School graduate, having finished. That's bad radio for me to clear my throat on the air. Anyway, having finished your first year at UGA, and now we have a bonus guest. Her name is Kayla Miller. Hey, Kayla. No, you can't wave at the...
Yeah.
You
hey
have
guys.
To say hi.
Hi.
Now, Kayla, are you also a Carrollton graduate?
I am not. I graduated from Baldwin High School.
Baldwin High School in where?
Central Georgia, in Milledgeville.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So you guys are both in the band at UGA?
Yes.
So you're just out here having fun.
I am. Just visiting.
You didn't think you were going to be on the air today.
I did not. Yeah. I was not planning.
This is your big showbiz break. We have up to five. No, we have. Okay. We just started talking, actually, about campus culture. And you reminded me, Maggie, when you were here last time, that you were going to be taking your first. Did you say your first? Maybe it's your last. Women's study.
It's probably going to be my last.
Women's studies class. And were you in the same one, Kayla?
I was not.
Okay, so you have your whole... Okay, so let's talk women's studies at UGA. And because I remember asking you, you got to tell us about that, you know, because the word on the street is that these women's studies courses and can sometimes get really, really political. And okay, so tell us what your experience was.
This one didn't get too political, okay. But I could tell that the students in the class and the teacher definitely didn't have a lot of the same views as I did just by how we talked about certain things. Mm-hmm. But
did they say like all the time? I mean, it's like
no. That. We really? My the professor I had was super intelligent. And I feel like she would be understanding if I had ever talked to her about some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she was actually she lives in New York. So she would commute a lot. So I guess she had a lot of money because she flew all the time.
Oh, okay. Okay, so what was in your women's studies curriculum? What text?
Well, I went into the class because I'm a theater minor and I had to take it for my minor. I went into the class thinking it was, you know, going to be about people that sang, people that did plays and musicals and stuff. And it was just a lot more nudity than I had hoped it was going to be.
Seriously?
Yes.
In what form? Were you watching movies?
All
or?
Forms. All the forms you can imagine.
So you were exploring the depictions of the female body.
I guess so.
Is that what it was?
Don't really know.
What was yours like, Kayla? You took a different one?
I did not. But I went to see Maggie's final and I got to watch them perform. So I didn't experience any of the nudity or anything, but
okay. Nothing prepared me for you to say nudity this morning in your class. Was it just pictures or movies or what?
All of that. All of the above. It was most of them were images and like interpretations of things, and I enjoyed learning about what they meant by it and they were trying to say.
Get real specific. So these are artists, female artists.
They're basically performing artists. It wasn't them going acting or anything. It was just them trying to depict something with their body.
So you saw pictures and films,
mm-hmm.
and the point was what?
I don't know if I could tell you that right now.
Really?
I don't know. If I thought of a specific one, I might could tell you, but there were some I was just like, what's the point of being nude during this?
Guys in your
yes.
Class?
There were guys. One girl actually got naked in my class. We had to perform every once in a while, and I just looked in the corner, and she was nude, and I was like, oh, dear Lord.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm speechless. That hardly ever happened.
I was, too.
Did these girls by chance have blue or green hair?
I think maybe she did red? At some point.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it changed every once in a while.
Were you just sitting, what did you glean from that class? What bit of knowledge and wisdom will you always carry with you because of that class?
Don't get naked in public.
It's not all it's cracked up to be. Kayla, what did you see in the performance, the final performance? You had to perform?
I did. I had to come up with my own performance and everything and perform it.
Kayla, describe it for us since you were there.
Hers?
Yeah.
Or everybody's?
Oh,
they were all separate. So everybody had to do like their own thing.
Okay.
Some people sang songs, but a lot of it was about, I don't even remember what your topic was. What was your topic?
What was your topic?
Mine was self-doubt.
Oh, yeah. So like hers
did
was
you have self-doubt. A list that you had to choose from?
No, we just got to pick whatever we wanted to do. And we had to, tell her idea, and mm-hmm. she would approve it or not, and then we'd go from there.
What was her PhD in? Did she ever tell you? We'll look it up over the next break.
Okay.
Okay. I'd be interested.
I don't remember. I want to say women's studies.
Okay.
It could have been theater. I don't know.
I often think that if your major ends in studies, something studies, that you may want to rethink your major. That's just what I'm thinking. What's your major, Kayla?
Animal science.
Okay.
Studies.
nude animal dancing. I don't know. No.
Studies. We did have a show with horses.
Oh.
That one was cool, though. They didn't get naked in that one.
Well, see, just... Oh, man. Okay, so tell me, Kayla, you said that you saw many memorable performances in that class. Okay, tell us about a couple.
I saw the first one that really struck me was one about a girl who got high on drugs at one point.
That one was cool.
You mean in front of you guys?
No, but she like described her experience through a performance, and she turned all the lights off and had this disco ball with like different colored lights, and it was really loud. But
she tripped on LSD like her freshman year.
So she
and
tried
she
to
said it was terrible.
Yeah.
I would never, I was so scared. I would never have tried that ever.
Oh, same.
Oh, never, man.
Nope. Mm-mm. Never.
Is there is there sort of an open and outre drug culture anywhere on campus, would you say?
I don't think it's necessarily open, mm-hmm. but I'm sure some
yeah,
people
I'm sure.
do.
I mean,
there's weed everywhere.
That's absolutely. Yeah. There's weed everywhere.
You guys... You strike me as very sensible. It's not worth it.
I
wish we had you on Facebook Live. I would like all of our listeners and viewers to see how much I, you know, why I believe you guys so much. You guys have fresh faces and clear eyes. And
my eyes aren't as red as my face is right now.
Yeah, super sunburned.
You guys, hey, by the way, you know, you're wearing your UGA red.
Yeah.
Red and black, and there's Uga. Okay, so more about the women's studies class. Tell me more. Give us a glimpse inside, because it's getting a bad reputation, this sort of class.
I'd say it was maybe 50-50 for me, but the nudity just threw it off. Like, I enjoyed learning, I guess I could say that.
But I mean,
it was just a lot.
The professor just said, hey, man, get naked if you want to. Is that right?
Well, someone asked if they were like, so can we get naked in these performances? And she was like, yeah, sure.
Ugh.
And so we would just lock the door and close the blinds.
Ugh.
That's when I knew. When they went up and she closed the blinds and the door was locked, I was like, oh, no. It's
was
happening.
It gross? I mean, it must have been so gross. I've gone my whole life in many, many, many years of education without ever having a student ask me if he or she could get naked in my classroom. But you know what I would have said? Well, I would have said no. that's very surprising to me. What was the theme of the class? Women's I hate to say issues, because issues means such, it doesn't mean anything anymore, you know.
I mean, I think some of it was because a lot of the performances we talked about were from the 70s and 80s, so a lot of it was like equality and stuff. And
how old was your professor?
50s, I think.
Oh, ancient. Okay. So you check that box. What are you taking in the fall, Maggie?
I'm only taking music classes in the fall. So nothing in my core or theater.
Nothing in your core or theater. What do you take? Are you getting ready, Kayla, to take your concentration in animal sciences?
I graduated in May.
Oh, did
from
you?
UGA, yeah.
Oh, I made this assumption that you didn't. Oh, congratulations. So what's next for you?
I'm headed to Arizona in 34 days for vet school. So
how long will that take? Is that
4 years?
4 years? Mm-hmm. And then where do you want to end up?
I'd hope back on the East Coast somewhere, but I'm kind of going in with an open mind.
Yeah.
So if I fall in love with the West Coast and find a job out there, then maybe that's for me. But I'd hope to be closer to my family and friends.
Yeah, West Coast is really expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. Luckily, Arizona's kind of low in that area.
Like, yeah.
Low cost of living. So,
yeah.
But
the West is beautiful.
Yeah. I'm excited. I've always wanted to end up on the West Coast. So,
mm-hmm. Well, in Arizona, and there's a couple of, no, there's only one state between. Yeah. Okay. And then, okay. So, what do you have on tap for your next year's classes, Maggie?
Just the main. Like music core stuff, mm-hmm. like oral skills and music theory and stuff like that. And I'm taking voice methods in the fall.
Okay.
And I'm taking an educational class where I go and I watch people teach.
So you'll be observing and then writing what?
I have to write a 11-page paper about what I think education is based on that class.
Okay. How many education classes do you have to take to get your degree?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's mostly music, which kind of surprises me. So...
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
What other classes outside your major did you take? You had to take your history and your math and all that sort of thing?
Yes. I'm taking most of my core at West Georgia
online
over the summer. I'm taking math and English this summer.
And when we get back, I'll ask you about taking classes online.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. And we also need to celebrate the long football season that you were part of.
Yeah.
Because that was quite the thing. So first we'll hear from Tanner Health System, and we'll be back in 60 seconds with Kayla Miller and Maggie Hines, some behind the scenes at UGA. Stick around.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama, because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Welcome back to Community Voice, our final segment with two fresh-faced young women. Kayla Miller, and you're from, where are you from?
Baldwin, from Milledgeville, Georgia.
That's right, Milledgeville, you told me. You were in Nashville. Oh, you're going to Nashville next week, Maggie Hines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're talking about, we're just sort of getting a download about UGA and the campus culture from Maggie, who graduated from Carrollton High School this time last year, right?
Yes.
And you're doing summer theater?
I am. Doing the teen theater program.
The teen theater, Thoroughly Modern Millie. When does that start?
It's running August 2nd to the 5th.
And what's your character?
I'm Mrs. Mears. I'm the bad guy of the show.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
What were you last year?
I was the main mom last year.
Oh, you were...
Mrs. Johnston.
Mrs. Johnston, and that was... What was it called? Blood Brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. I can remember maybe a year down the line. Okay, good. I just want to tell everybody that we got curious over the break, and we were looking up the bio of your women's theory or women's studies mm-hmm. professor. She her specialty is in spectator response theory. She's mostly she does theater. She's an expert in spectator response theory. Gender theory, medieval performance. Did anyone do any medieval performances?
No. We did have some people chase some sheep.
Well, she does interspecies performance too. So that
yeah.
you could get, why don't you get your PhD in interspecies band performance or something?
I think
you could make a whole new living. Oh man. Okay. So that's an eclectic background, to be sure. Interspecies performance. I don't think I like the sound of it one little bit. Anyway.
No. We watched a show called, I think it was Sheep Hamlet or Dog Hamlet or something. And it was people acting like sheepdogs. Just chasing around
That
sheep.
Was in your women's theory class?
Mm-hmm.
Your women's studies class? I see. And what was the point of that?
I have no idea. I typically try and find the point of these things that we have to watch. And I just couldn't find one.
Okay, but did you get an A in the class?
I think you got a B.
You got a B? Do you think that if you had done something a little more outrageous, you might have gotten that A?
What do you mean?
Well,
in my performance?
Yes, yeah, so if you had removed a piece of clothing, do you think you might have gotten an A?
No. Mine actually went over the time limit we had, so I think that took off some points.
Okay. Okay, well, that's okay. So enough of that, because this just makes me, it makes me fall silent. I just can't, And that's bad for radio. Okay, talk about, what did we say we were going to talk about when we went to break?
Football.
Talk about that long football season that you had. That was exciting.
It was so
the ending
so
wasn't quite as thrilling as we had hoped, but
no.
Talk about that, you two.
Well, we had, we had the big upset with Auburn in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
But then we got to, have some revenge at the SEC championship, and that was awesome.
Yep.
And then
that was probably the best moment of your whole year.
I don't know. I think the Rose Bowl was my favorite.
My favorite game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
were you in a band?
I was.
Okay.
Yep. You play trumpet too.
Yeah. That's I was in the band for 4 years, and I have to say the Rose Bowl's probably been my favorite for the whole 4 years.
So you met in band?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And now you're best of friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. So anyway, talk about being in the Rose Bowl.
Well, the parade was terrible. That's just what I have to say, the parade.
Okay.
I thought I was dying. And
you thought you were dying?
Yes. The parade's 6 miles long?
5.5 miles. And the first mile or so, we like constantly played. And I'm pretty sure my arms were jello.
We played our 2.5 minute song 13 times before we stopped.
Did you have to do moves? Did you have to bust out moves?
Oh, thank goodness, no. We just did like snapping our horn.
Okay.
But we were holding our horn up like the whole time.
Were there songs that we would know?
It was the Bulldog March medley.
Yeah, it was like the typical Bulldog March cheers you guys hear on game day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and are you in the band at UGA?
Yes, I'm still in the Redcoats.
You're not.
I graduated.
Kayla graduated. She's gonzo. Yeah. Who was your graduation speaker this year, Kayla?
It was the two guys from Lady Antebellum. So that was cool. I don't remember their names.
Who's Lady Antebellum?
They're a country band.
Okay, cool.
Based out of Georgia, I think. Both of the guys, there's two guys and a girl, and both guys graduated from UGA with degrees in business, I'm pretty sure.
They met at UGA and started writing music while they were in school.
They had business degrees. That's good.
Yeah.
Were they inspiring?
Not really. But they sang Georgia on my mind, so.
They pretty much told us that, because I went to her graduation, they pretty much told us that our majors didn't matter.
Yeah, they were like, do whatever you want.
Yeah. Like, they're like, we have business degrees and we write music now, so.
Yeah, but you have business degrees. That means that you're employable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some, you know, when
like you have a backup plan if it starts going downhill.
Did you ever decide you wanted to change your degree program to women's studies?
No.
I never even thought about that.
I have a friend that she's also in the music school with me, and she's doubling with music or
with women's studies,
and she's thinking about just doing that.
No. What do you do?
I don't know.
I keep going back to that.
I don't know what a career would be.
You'd have to be a college professor.
Pretty much, yeah.
And you'd spend your time recruiting students because you would have to have a reason for them to pay you.
You have to have a reason to retire. Like, someone has to fill your spot.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so campus culture, we have about 2 minutes left.
Okay.
What are the dorms like at UGA?
The one I had was super nice.
Yeah.
Okay. We actually both lived in that one. She lived in that one a couple years ago, and I lived in it this year. It was called 1516, just a number, building 1516.
Okay.
And it's just two dorm beds, or
bedrooms?
Two beds and a bathroom. It's one room, and it's two beds, and then there's the bathroom and the shower is separate.
Yeah.
So there's no community shower in that dorm.
Who was your roommate? I mean, you don't have to name names, but do you and your roommate get along?
Yeah, we got along fine. We had very differing schedules, so we didn't see much of each other. Her name is Courtney.
Okay. Hey, Courtney. I'm sure she's listening. Okay. And so is that the first time you've ever had to live in such close quarters with somebody?
I mean, I went to summer camp
a
lot of times, but it wasn't like this.
Okay. How's the food?
Food is awesome.
So good. Really?
I gained like 15 pounds. Just
freshman 15. Yeah. What is it? Freshman 15. Say that fast 3 times. I defy you.
Freshman 15.
Freshman 15.
Freshman
15.
I'm gone.
You're young. So, final verdict. First year at UGA. Thumbs up?
Yeah, I give it a thumbs up.
What was your high point?
Definitely the Rose Bowl.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That was a dumb question. Well, give us some wisdom. We have a minute left. But wisdom.
Oh.
About college. What would you say to rising seniors who are getting ready to really get serious about college?
I mean, I just say don't take it. I mean, take it seriously, but don't stress so much about it because it's going to happen in the end. And just get involved on campus. That's where you find your best friends is in organizations you get in. And then, you know, as a senior, let's just get, you know, focused on what you want to do, but try not to stress too hard about it.
Okay.
Don't take it way too seriously.
All right. And is that it? Really? It's time to go. Maggie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me again.
And thank you, Kayla, for being our surprise secret guest.
Thanks for having me.
And good luck. Break a leg in August.
Thank you.
Break a couple.
Okay.
If you want to. Okay. All right. And good luck. Very good luck to you in your animal studies class.
Thank you. Animal studies.
Animal studies.
Interspecies
animal performance. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.